Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined by telephone today with Michael Reynolds. He's the cellist with the Muir String Quartet and the artistic director of the Montana Chamber Music Society. We'll be performing at St. Timothy's Chapel for the summer series this afternoon. The concert is at 4 o'clock at St. Timothy's Chapel at Georgetown Lake. Welcome once again to Montana Public Radio.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure.
Well, you are ending up another summer event where you have a number of performances that happen every summer in Montana. Perhaps we can come back to that. I'd love to start, though, with St. Timothy's. The chapel itself is celebrating its 50th season this summer. There are other performances happening, including a bluegrass mass celebration with Monroe Crossing and Dolce Canto coming up later in the month. The Can-Am Piano Duo will be performing in August. But the Muir String Quartet and Chamber Music Society has been affiliated with the chapel and this summer series for a very long time, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we've been participating in the summer festival concerts there for over 20 years. The Montana Chamber Music Society is only 6 years old, but the Montana Chamber Music Festival that this kind of grew out of has been around for 27 years. I started it back in the late 1980s.
And how about the quartet? You've been playing together a long time.
36 years, yeah. We'll be starting our 37th season next fall. So, yes, we're old-timers.
Well, it's fabulous. I'd love to get into some detail about who will be some of the guests and the repertoire that you put together for the St. Timothy's performance, but maybe just a little bit about the venue. You have been there many, many times. What an exquisite place to play in the summer, huh?
You know, it really is. I mean, you know, Diana Neely, who's a great friend and wonderful supporter of the arts, and then Gene Andre, who used to be the head of the music department at U of M in Montana. We all sort of connected. At one point, he came down to one of our festival concerts and said, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful to have this up at St. Timothy's as well? I heartily agreed, and we all are also both avid fishermen, so it all worked out quite nicely on Georgetown Lake. And so we've been presenting performances with this fantastic group. I mean, the St. Timothy's board and the audiences there are just, you know, you can't imagine a better confluence of people and place.
Well, it's acoustically a nice venue to perform in and to certainly to see a concert in, and you just can't beat the views up on the mountain as well.
You sure can.
Well, talk a little bit about, I know every year members of the quartet come and other guests from Bozeman, from the Chamber Music Society. Who's going to be with you on this afternoon, and what kind of things are you going to perform?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most enjoyable parts of being an artistic director is you get to pick the artists and the repertoire. And I bring people in from New York and from Dallas, Minneapolis, you know, from all over the country who are, you know, I consider to be some of the greatest chamber artists in the world today. And we collaborate on I try to create a varied program. You know, Diane Kimball, who has been such an incredible supporter of new commissioned works, we think we've commissioned 5 works with her, and she's been basically the anchor donor or the sole donor for all of these wonderful new works for various combinations. This year, we're doing a bassoon quintet by Joan Tower. We did a piano quartet a few years ago that Diane Kimball had commissioned, which is, I think, one of the great new additions to the piano quartet repertoire. But the Tower Bassoon Quintet is a piece that Joan Tower, who's one of the preeminent composers in the world today, wrote actually for chamber orchestra last year, but we are doing the premiere version of the kind of the shrunk down to a bassoon quintet, which is the bassoon and string quartet today, which I think will be a delightful rendition. We're also doing the Brahms Horn Trio, which is one of the great classics of the chamber literature for William Schomburg, one of the great horn players and pedagogues in the country. We'll be joined by Michelle Levin, our favorite pianist from New York, and Bela Kive, who was a founding member of the Muir Quartet. And then finish off the program with one of the monumental works for piano quintet, the Dakhnani piano quintet in C minor, which I think is always a barn burner for the audience.
Well, it must be, you mentioned just the wonderful piece of the work that you get to do when you get to envision something for Montana every summer.
A special series
of performances and performers coming in, and this culminates a number of activities, including work with your other organizations too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we do a couple of private events every year. We did a public concert in Bozeman on Wednesday night, and which was sold out. Very nice audience there. And then on Thursday evening, we did a performance with Dr. Condoleezza Rice as a benefit for my foundation, Classics for Kids Foundation, up at the Yellowstone Club, which was a huge success as well. So it's, you know, it's a nice combination of both benefit work and you know, public and private performances, which the mix works out well.
I'm talking with Michael Reynolds today, the cellist with the Muir String Quartet and artistic director for the Montana Chamber Music Society. The St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival continues this afternoon with a 4 p.m. concert at St. Timothy's Chapel above Georgetown Lake. You can get information online. It's sttimothysmusic.org, or you can call 888-407-4071. After this, I assume you head away from Montana again, or other performance. Talk a little bit about what's on the schedule for the Muir and for you.
You bet. We go down to the Deer Valley Festival in Utah after this. We have an emerging quartets and composers program with Joan Tower, where we provide tutelage to young quartets who are starting their professional careers, play a series of public and private concerts, and just, you know, basically mentor these young groups as they wend the difficult path of trying to create a professional entity. And then I'll be out of Tanglewood for a few weeks. I'm doing a European tour with the Boston Symphony. And then, you know, back to teaching at Boston University, which is where the quartet has been in residence for 32 years.
Well, it's wonderful to have this Montana tradition, I'm sure, for you and certainly for the listening audiences as well. The concert will be this afternoon at St. Timothy's. St. Timothy's Chapel is above Georgetown Lake. The contact number is 888-407-4071, extension 1. Go to sttimothysmusic.org. This afternoon's concert and three more concerts coming up as well later in the summer. I've been speaking with Michael Reynolds today, the cellist with the Muir String Quartet and the artistic director of the Montana Chamber Music Society. The Muir members and guests will be performing this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Great to get a chance to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Michael.